This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Caitlin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their relationship. This week we discuss staying true to yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Caitlin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is Relationships. So welcome back, everyone, to our fifth episode, Staying True to Yourself.
Last week we had a poll on our Instagram page, and the question was, should you change who you are to please your partner? Surprisingly, 79% of the people that voted said no. And I personally feel like the majority of the answer was no, because it's such a vague question.
Yeah, so honestly, my answer to the question would probably have been maybe. Just because when you're asking a question, should you change who you are to please your partner?
It's a short answer
question. It's like a short answer question. Like, you need to jot down a few notes.
Yes, because, no, because, yeah. Maybe.
And that's kind of, we wanted to put that out there so that people can see, like, leading up to this episode, what it will be about a little bit. But definitely maybe coming from me. I feel like there's some things people should change to benefit the relationship. But then there's also people out there who change to keep the relationship, which is a whole nother story, and ends up actually hurting the relationship.
Definitely. And change is okay. Like, change can be good, but change can also be bad. So what does it mean to stay true to yourself in regards to change?
To me, staying true to yourself is never losing, like, what made you who you are. If you have a certain, like, set of morals, like, that you have lived by all your life, do not change them once you've gotten a relationship. Like, for instance, taking me for example, I like to hold the door open for women. Like, just because me and Egypt are together, I'm not going to be like, well, I only hold the door open for one woman in my life now. Like, I'm never going to open the door for women again. Like, you know, I'm going to continue to be a gentleman and hold the door open and let ladies go first and do open up the car door and certain things like that.
And to me, staying true to yourself would be, I guess you can change, but it just has to be for a benefit. Don't change because you love this person and they're telling you what to do and you want to be with them. Sit up straight. Cut your hair this way. Do this. Do that. No.
Right.
And sitting up straight, like, fixing your posture, that's good for you. Like, it's beneficial. But if you're telling me to fix my posture all the time, then obviously there's a problem there. We don't need to be together. We don't need to be together because I'm not listening to you. Like, it's not meant to be.
If I want to have a slump back, I'm going to have a slump back.
Like, exactly. You don't need to be with anyone that's telling you what to do or controlling you.
Right. So what do you think, Egypt, about, like, people out there who, you know, when they get into a relationship, they just, like, completely change. Like, I mean, like, before they got in a relationship, they used to
Drink hot chocolate.
Oh,
or, like, hot chocolate. Me too. Why would anyone ever drink hot, like, chocolate?
Or, for instance, before they met their partner, they used to go out all the time. And I'm not saying, like, when you meet someone, like, you have to stop going out. But, like, there are some people who go out all the time when they're not in a relationship, have fun with their friends, their family, and then when they get in a relationship, they just, like, completely log off, like, and don't even remember who people are. And not even, like, fresh new relationships, because that'll happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you first start dating someone, like, okay, like, I'm trying to get with this person, but I'm talking about 3-4 years down the line type stuff. Like, what you think about that?
Well, personally, I think there's a balance that should be made. Or, I guess, compromise is the word.
Okay.
Maybe balance. Yeah, balance is the word. So, if you used to go out all the time, partying, every night of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, brunch on Sunday, that's your lifestyle. You're a party person. The person who you're with, they knew that you were a party person when they signed up for this. But at the same time, you don't need to be partying 3 nights out of the weekend. It's ridiculous. Like, just cut down. So you can still do what you do. That's what you like to do. Like you, that's what you like to do. But when you're in a relationship, you have to. It all depends on the couple too. Yeah. You have to make time.
Okay, definitely.
You have to make time to spend with your partner because y'all might work Monday to Friday.
So let me say this: like now that that you're talking, like I don't mean like if you were a party of Monday through Friday, like. And you get with somebody like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to change that. Like, I mean, some people just, like, completely stop.
Yeah.
Like, they may cut it down.
Oh, because they feel bad because they're in a relationship. Yeah. No. Like, party, me, go out, have fun with your friends, but just don't overdo it. Like, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing to go out when you're in a relationship. Like, yeah,
definitely, balance is definitely the word because if you, with this new person, and they can understand that you like to party, either bring their ass with you, or let them know, like, okay, I'm going out, boom, 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 like, you want to come? If not, then we're going to just go out this day, and this day is dedicated to you, but don't just fall off the earth on your friends and your family. Like, I think that's just so weird, like, this person is, like, so, what is it, like,
consuming?
Yeah, like, all of your time, like, you just forgot about everybody you came up with, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just, like, so weird.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with, like, people who give up drinking or smoking when they get into a relationship.
Right. Like, if you like tequila, Egypt, and I like Hennessy, and we both like that before we met each other, like, I would not start drinking tequila just because I met you. Because tequila is disgusting. So, I definitely just leave it right there on the bar.
Would you stop drinking if I didn't drink at all?
No. That's your personal choice, my girlfriend, lady friend. Like, if I met you and you knew I was a drinker and, like, I knew you were not a drinker, either I would do one or two things. Not drink around you as much, like, if you are uncomfortable with it.
I don't think anybody should be put in that situation. If you're with somebody that doesn't feel comfortable around you because of something that you do, you should not be with that person.
Don't start the relationship.
I think there's a trend to this whole thing. Like,
yeah.
If it's something that you love, well, you shouldn't love drinking. But
we do not condone, like.
But if it's something that is a part of who you are, your personality, your week-to-week, day-to-day activities or things that you're into, you shouldn't change what you're doing or what you love because this person
is now part of your life.
Yeah.
But getting back to it being a situational kind of topic, like, if you were a ladies' man before, like, you met your girlfriend, like, obviously you need to cut some girls off
I
mean, like, not cut some girls
off. If she's your girlfriend, you don't need to be talking to anybody else.
Okay, like.
What?
Cut the girls off and be respectful to that girl. But, like, if you go out with your girl and, like, maybe this is not a good topic right now.
No, it's a good topic. Continue.
Come on, fellas, help me out. No.
What fellas? It's me and you.
But okay, let me try to clean this up a little bit. Like, if you go out with your girl and, like, girls come up to you, you shouldn't, like, and you know them, not to say that you talked to them before, but, like, you just know them, like, you shouldn't just be all like, oh my gosh, like, trying to duck and dip and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be who you are. Like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, maybe more of a social person.
No. You're talking about, you used to be a player. You have a girlfriend now, and you go out, and all these girls are around you that you used to talk to. You should socialize with them?
Just say hello. Like, don't try to hide it, because then it's going to be like.
So you're saying, if you used to be a player, and you have a girlfriend now, you shouldn't cut those people off.
Well, let me just completely change. Like,
it should be known.
If you're a social person, like,
you said,
if you are,
player. No, okay, we're talking about players.
All right, let's player. Stop all that playing, okay?
No, we're talking about players. Players.
Okay, players. Oh my god, that word annoys me now.
With an A.
What I'm talking about is, if you're a social, guy.
Also, we're talking about social now.
Yeah.
We're just going to scratch the player thing because it didn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm sitting in hot water, so I'm just trying to get out the pot, okay? Social person, like, if you are a social guy or a social girl, like, and you go out and you, when you're out, you talk to people, I don't think that should change. Like, if you're with your girl, obviously you shouldn't be talking to other people the whole night. But if you go out and you just, like, talking and socializing and you meet a new group of friends, I don't think that should change, like, just because you're out with that person, like.
You're saying, okay, so you're saying it's okay to
socialize with,
because that's what you're used to doing.
Yeah, like, that's part of who you are. Like, you're a social,
like, meeting new people, hanging out, chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I don't know what was going on. I just got lost in the mix.
But some people would just shut themselves out, like, just because they feel like the other person might get jealous or, but.
That's a bad situation. I'm so glad I'm in that situation. If it feels weird or funny, it should not be happening.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
that's how you know you should stay true to yourself. You like talking to people. You like being social. And you can't do that anymore. No.
Right.
I'm sorry. But, it's not, that person's not for you. That's my opinion.
That's the reason why most people get into relationships and then they end up failing or not going through with it, because in the beginning, like, when they got that feeling you talking about, like, that weird, like, something's not right, like, I don't know if this is the person I want to be with, they don't listen to it or follow through on the action, what their mind is telling them, and then they end up in a 5-year relationship, and
then it's just sad and miserable.
Right. Like, you just mad, like, oh, gosh. And then you've been out of the game so long, it's like, what are you supposed to do now? You know what I'm saying? But what? I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking in general.
5 years. What am I supposed to do now? Player. What's going on? Am I missing something? Let me get on Instagram real quick.
Hold on. This is not about Kaylin Simon, okay? This is about situational scenarios, okay? That I'm just bringing up. That's all, baby.
Okay, so speaking of situational scenarios, air quotes, so speaking of scenarios, let's talk about social media and change and how that affects,
like, relationship. Oh Lord, this is a whole nother topic, but I think that social media, like, when it comes to relationships, definitely clouds things sometimes, like Snapchat,
Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, like, things can always get, like, mixed up. Like, people can see one thing and think another thing, and it definitely just gets messy when it comes to relationships. I think when it comes to social media and relationships, unless you're ready for, like, everyone to know Kaylin and me, Egypt, are together, it should be, like, Your relationship shouldn't even be out there on social media until you're ready for all of that. That people to be talking, people to be snapshotting your picture, sending it to other people to talk about you. Y'all know that happens. Y'all know y'all do that. Not saying guys don't do it, but I'm just saying everybody does it. Like, start talking about, oh, girl, you see him? He over here with this new girl, blah, 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 blah. And then they all get messy. I just think social media is messy when it comes to relationships.
Definitely agree with that. As soon as you hit that in a relationship button on Facebook, it's going down.
Right.
It's going down. We actually haven't updated that on Facebook because Kayla's never on Facebook, but it's pretty obvious that we're together. I would hope
people, we got a whole podcast together.
If you didn't get the hint by now, then.
But definitely, like, social media, relationships, things can get messy, especially when you first start dating somebody and they a player and all they little girls is on their Facebook, social media. Once they know you got a girl, they could be, you know, petty.
Yeah.
And, like, start putting stuff up, like,
remember last night or last week when we went out?
That's what girls sound like.
Well, that's how you sound when you impersonate girls, so.
But yeah, but, like, definitely sending DMs or personal messages and just trying to mess up your relationship.
So, staying true to self and social media. If me and Kaylin been dating for a week, and I see that he has all these pictures of girls on his Facebook, and I want him to take it down, should he take it down?
Are we officially together?
We've only been dating for a week.
Are we together?
We've been dating for a week.
Dating, but not like boyfriend and girlfriend status.
Yes, dating. There's people that do things like this. Yeah. Like, this is a real conversation. Like, I've heard things like this before.
Are the girls his friends? If the girls are his friends, I think it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, I hope they're not his girlfriends. Right. What kind of player? What is going on? Is this Kaylin? Hello, Kaylin?
I'm right here. My thing is, if they're his friends, like, they can stay, but if for some random reason he has girls that he's talking to.
No, even if it's his friends. What? She just don't want any girls on your Facebook except for her, because that's who you're dating. You and her and her family.
That's all she wants on my social media. I'm not changing that. Like, if these are my friends, like, especially if they've been there longer than you, and we only been dating a week, and you already trying to get me to change, like, my social, not my, well, yeah, my social media been managing and putting pictures up, like.
I agree. Well, it's a really ridiculous situation.
Like,
it's really ridiculous, but it's true. Crazy, it happens. It really happens. Just like the whole status. Are you in a relationship? I'm the girl for now. You gonna change your status?
Like, if that must validate our relationship, then okay. Like, that would be my answer. Like,
of course.
But there's people out there who that makes or breaks their relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, social media making people change who they are and making them post different pictures and, like, just why?
Getting podcasts and.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Well, that comes back to. Well, that reminds me of my next scenario. There's a difference, I believe, between changing and compromising for your relationship. So, you like to drink a lot, right, Egypt?
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to drink, not a lot.
You like to drink, but let's say your drinking is getting in the way of your work. Like, you just...
This is not funny, but...
It's not funny. I'm just using Egypt as an example. This is no way true. But anyway, it's getting in the way it works. But you like to drink. You like to have a good time. But, like, we need a place to live. We need to, you know, pay some bills. And it's getting in the way it works. Like, does me telling you, like, slow down, is that, like, asking you to change? Or is that asking you to compromise for, like, the situation?
It's a benefit. You're trying to maintain a healthy relationship.
So would that be you compromising with me, or are you changing, like, completely who you are?
That's compromising, because if you don't change, you're gonna go down the wrong path. You ain't gonna have a place to live. You're not gonna have anywhere to go. Your phone's gonna be off. No cable, no internet, no nothing. But you're going to have your drink at the end of the day. You'll have your drink.
But do you think there's people out there who would probably, like, maybe get offended?
Like, it depends on how you say it. What was the statement that you said?
Well,
you need to slow it down. What do you mean I need to slow it down?
Right.
You calling me alcoholic?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So you're saying presentation in a situation like that would make you...
Can we talk about something? It's something that's been on my mind. Not need to slow down.
Oh my gosh. I'd be like, Egypt, I see you having one too many over there.
Kaylin, you're doing the most right now. Just please stop. That's not how I couldn't handle it. The point is, there's a certain way to say things. And
to present change, it to your partner. Yeah.
Change can be beneficial. And change can be something that's...
So so you're saying, like, if you do want your partner to change something that they're doing, like, elbow you in the back, like, This is a situation. You can bring that up. Well, not, let me not say that. But let's say you want them to stop kicking their shoes off at the door every time they come in inside. You can sit them down or just mention it to them like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of messy over here. Or you can say, well, can you stop leaving your doors at your shoes at the door?
Because it's doing this.
Right.
Don't just say a simple statement. This is what you're doing, and because of this, it's affecting this.
Right, right, right. Bringing it all back to the main key of a relationship. Communication. Oh my gosh, the way Egypt looks at me is as if I'm crazy.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a video episode one time because this guy.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So another thing I was thinking about.
As far as staying true to who you are.
Yeah. So staying true to who you are and change is the main word here.
Gotcha.
If you haven't done something or tried something before, you should be open to it at least. Maybe try it once to see if you actually don't like it.
Mm, okay.
I don't think you should say, oh, I don't like this because it looks nasty or...
Like, you mean like food or anything?
Food, experiences.
That's true. Because I definitely did not have any sushi probably in like the 21 years of my life until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, let's go get sushi. And at first I was like, nah, like that's raw fish. Like
I'm allergic to peanuts.
No, like no, I was just no. like nasty, every nasty, excuse nasty. In the world. And then we just went out on a date one day. And I had it, and I was like, oh, okay, this is good.
And then after that, he would get sushi every other day for lunch.
ODing on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an example of, like, change being something good that your partner brings out in you.
Yeah, if you never traveled before, been out of the country.
Yeah, and your partner definitely loves to travel. Unless, like, you're definitely afraid of, like, boats or planes.
Then
there's nothing you could do. Mm-mm. Like
change is not for you. It's not in your future. It's not in the forecast.
Right. Definitely you're not going nowhere. But if you do like planes or you're not, you know, opposed to getting on a plane, flying out of the country, then if that person wants to bring you along with them, go with them. See Definitely. What's new, see what's out there, see the world. When I met Egypt, she never even did you fly on a plane?
Mm-mm.
Never even flew on a plane before. Didn't even know how to pack up bags.
Okay, you're doing the most.
It's true.
I didn't know how to pack my bags.
Okay, you know how to pack your bag, but I mean, you didn't know, like, you couldn't bring toothpaste in your purse and lipstick, lotions, hand sanitizer, like, all that stuff in your bag that you just couldn't bring. Like, I helped you, right? It's like, you helped me with the sushi.
Here we go.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, for instance, Egypt. Before I met Egypt, I used to write down my budget, like, in my phone. But when I met her, she was like, why are you doing that?
Spreadsheet.
She was like, why don't you just put it on a spreadsheet, like, and...
use some formulas.
It's made my life so much easier.
Over there, writing down, calculating.
Pen and paper, caveman style, you know? But
carrying that, the one.
Okay. whatever. Anyway, definitely help like me to be a better budgeting person. Like, and it didn't change who I was for like the worse. It changed me for the better. And if I didn't want to do it, honestly, I would have been like, this has been working for me.
Yeah, goodbye. And that's what you actually did at first. And then you saw how much I was saving and how beneficial it was to me. Like, well, if I move this over, I can do this weekend and I'll be able to do that next weekend, but I won't be able to do this. And you were like, maybe it's not a bad idea.
Whatever. You know what? Change your mind and leave me alone now.
Okay, I'm out the door.
But definitely, like, my piece of advice for people who get into relationships, like, forget about their friends, don't even, like, contact their family members. Like, take a minute and just remember, like, those people were there before.
And that they person, will be after.
And they will be there after. Like, please don't ignore your friends and family. Make time for everybody. If you definitely want to, you know, spend more time with your significant other, let your family know, like, we're going to be spending a lot more time together this weekend, so I can't do that. But maybe next weekend we can get together. Or same thing with your friends. Like, if your friends can't understand that you want to spend a little bit more time with your significant other, then maybe you need to change who you're hanging out with.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
definitely a good one. Because friends don't always got your back like your newly found significant other would. Mm-hmm. So,
maybe been together for 5 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years.
That's true.
If your friends don't support you, then
yeah, you don't change that. You feel me?
So I guess it works with friends and relationships too.
Definitely. Oh, that's true, because not everybody you meet is going to be on the same level as you, mm-hmm. as far as your goals. Like, if you want to be the president and your friend over there want to be the president of the bums, like, that's not going to work out. Like, you can't be on the same path as me if you try and do that. I'm trying to do this.
Yeah, and then don't be mad at me when I'm sitting in the White House.
Right.
Doing what I said I was going to do.
Exactly. When you could have rode the wave with me and changed who you were if you saw me on another mindset. Because there's people out there, like, before college, you were doing this, doing that. But when you went to college, you met somebody who was on the up and up. And you like, you know what? I like this guy. I'm going to change a little bit of who I am and
better yourself, yeah, better and yourself. Other person.
Exactly. But don't be that person who's like,
oh, you acting brand new.
Yeah, please.
Did
stop
I just
hit
a note?
Like, those people out there who be like, oh, you acting brand new because of this and because of that. Like, you got a new girl. Like, leave those people alone because they just don't have nothing good for you at all. But getting back to my little spiel, advice for those who do ignore their friends because of their relationship and, like, do ignore their family members because of their relationship, don't forget them. Because if anything was to happen with your significant other where you weren't with them anymore, or if you needed some advice, someone to talk to, those friends, those family members, they're going to be the ones to definitely have your back.
I agree. My advice would be, don't give up your personality, your certain traits about you. Don't change certain things that make you who you are. Be who you want to be. But if there's something that your partner or even your friend is suggesting for you to change, you should think about it. Think about it. Like, oh, wow, you know what?
I never thought about that before.
Yeah, not, I ain't changing for nobody.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I've been
thing.
Who I is, and I'm going to stay who I is.
Why are we talking like Grant?
But
yeah, like,
I definitely agree with
definitely
you.
Definitely don't change your personality. Don't change certain traits about you if it makes you who you are.
And if there's something that you feel like your partner is trying to change about you, or your, like, something that you're not seeing that someone is suggesting you do, talk to them. Like, just see where they're coming from before you say, like, no. Or before you say, get defensive. Because a lot of people do get defensive when you bring up, like, oh, Joe, you might want to tie your shoe. Why? Why I need to tie my shoe? Like, before you start tripping, like, ask your man's, like, why should I tie my shoe? He gonna say, so you gonna be
that.
Tripping,
like
you know
what
I'm saying? Tie your shoe because you gonna be tripping, brother. But definitely talk things out. Don't be so defensive to change.
And watch how you say it. Yes. Don't direct. Don't say a simple statement. Say why you're saying what you're saying.
Right. So we just want to thank everyone for listening to the show. We really like this topic. I hope you guys enjoyed it. There's a post on our Instagram page with a question It says, can you make friends of the opposite sex after being in a relationship for a certain amount of time?
Can you?
Very interesting topic. We want you guys to battle it out.
And definitely check that out. And next week, we're going to talk about vacations. I wonder how that's going to go.
So ugly.
But you like me. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Later. Wanna
get a sip of this, and if you know me, and E.G. baby.